Everyone knows how expensive post-secondary education can be. From the tuition to the textbooks to the living expenses, it is a lot of money that can turn into a massive anvil of debt tied around your neck on graduation day. But what if you could use loyalty points to fund part of it? There's a program called Higher Ed Points, and it allows you to turn loyalty points into payments for school. Here to tell us more is Higher Ed Points founder, Suzanne Tyson. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce. Good afternoon.
How does Higher Ed Points work exactly?
We are simply a loyalty point program reward item, and anyone can redeem their Aeroplan miles, their TD rewards points, or CIBC Aventura points for the Higher Ed Points education credit instead of redeeming for a flight or merchandise.
Right, like an elliptical or a blender or any of the other crazy things you can spend your points on. What's the money in it for you? How do you earn money on this transaction?
Right now, our sole source of revenue is on the redemption itself. And as with any item in a reward catalog, flights, merchandise, the manufacturer is paid for that reward. And so we get a small portion of the revenue from each redemption.
And so what would that margin look like?
Not enough. Right now.
Right. Not enough right now, but it would be what? 20%?
No, much less. Okay. I'm not allowed to disclose, but I can tell you we're a long way from black.
How many schools are participating? Because I went on the site. There's a list of schools. Many universities are listed, but not every single one. How do you work with educational partners?
Well, it's free for the educational institution to join. And in 2013, we had just two institutions on board, University of New Brunswick and Centennial College. And since that time, I have single-handedly called, enrolled every one of our 115 institutions, including the Big E's, Western, University of Toronto, UBC, and proudly we brought on the Canada Student Loan Program just a couple of months ago. And so not only can you use the program to pay for your tuition, you can use it also to repay your student loans.
Who's your target market here? Who has the number of points that they could actually make a dent in tuition costs instead of using those points for flights?
Well, the majority of our users have been the parents, aunts, uncles, and sometimes the employer of the students themselves. Students are never going to be able to accumulate the loyalty points, so we're tapping into the billions of dollars of unused loyalty points out there, and our best users have been the parents of students enrolled in university, and then some graduates themselves have used the program, but they're often tapping into their parents' points as well.
And wealthy. Wealthy people, for whom 100,000 points is no big deal.
No, not necessarily wealthy people. In fact, that's a misnomer. We have the average redemption is about $1,000. And we've had students, you know, get funds from their employer to pay for the extra ancillary fees that are not necessarily covered by financial aid. We have one employer who's redeemed $60,000 of his own collected points through work for scholarships.
Right.
And he sent more than half a dozen students on educational trips.
Right. And some companies, I know a plumber who puts all of his business inventory on a credit card and earns the most ridiculous number of points just by doing business.
Right. And those are the types of businesses we're trying to attract and let them know that instead of using cash from their business to either fund their own children's education or their employees' continuing education, they could use their points and preserve the cash flow for their business.
Why I think it is a wealthy person is, first of all, people have lots of points. If you're wealthy and put your family your family consumption through a credit card, you can earn a lot of points, even forgetting about flights, but you earn a lot of points just because you put groceries and all sorts of things on your card, but also because the educational institutions include a lot of private schools. So you can contribute through Higher Ed Points to pay for private school tuition.
We only have four on board right now, and those institutions actually approached us, and their primary motivation was to use the program to fundraise from donations of other parents for scholarships for their students. So St. Michael's College School in Toronto was the first school to approach us after we launched, and the financial aid person there wanted to use the program to raise more scholarship and bursary funds for schools.
Interesting. Now, you know my number one question is going to be about value and point value versus what you would get on an airplane. So I did some super simple math. You can quibble with my math, but the basic net of it is it looks like 100 points is worth about 74 cents on Higher Ed Points versus Aeroplan 100 points is about $1.40. So if I were to spend my Aeroplan points on a flight, I would get double the value than if I put that equivalent into an educational institution. Why is the difference so dramatic?
Well, the number one reason is that every reward in a catalog is the number of miles is associated with the cost to that reward. And because we're transferring the entire value of the redemption, which is $250, there's no discounting on our reward. Flights and merchandise are offered and sold to the programs at a deep discount.
Right.
So that's
number one. Because it's Air Canada's, well, for the time being, it's Air Canada's inventory, and I guess will be in the future when they launch their own points
Correct.
Program.
Right. And the other reason is you have to add in the taxes. Everybody forgets on flights to add in taxes. And so I was looking to travel to Moncton, and I said, maybe I'll use my Aeroplan miles. The value of the higher ed points reward was actually about $100 more because I could buy that flight on, it was November, so I could go to Moncton at a deep discount on the flight. So a lot of people look at the catalog and they say, what's the best value for my my miles? But the other factor was students. We had a mom in Alberta who'd been out of work for 4 years. She was a consultant before that and had lots and lots of points. She couldn't help her daughter financially paying with cash for her teacher's college, so she redeemed $5,000 worth of her accumulated Aeroplan miles.
Right.
So that value to her was worth way more than anything else in the catalog.
You also offer gift certificates. How does that work?
That's a new offer. And what we found was that people sometimes didn't have enough points or didn't have the right kind of points. We're trying to get every loyalty program on board. We've invited every loyalty program to participate. And if an employer, they're really for employer use. So lots of companies have tuition reimbursement. Students or grads are often, and even older people that have their income tied up, can't actually fund the tuition to take a course and then be reimbursed. So we actually are using them for tuition pre-reimbursement and also to help, now that we've got the student loan programs on board, to use them to help their recent grads repay their student loans.
Why do you think Canadians are so nuts about points programs? Like we are just, I mean, people will walk over hot coals to get an extra 3 points on double points days. What does it say about us that we're so nuts about points?
It says we're thrifty. It's something for nothing. It's the best feeling in the world when you redeem for something that you haven't had to shell out cash for. And so the very early days, I actually worked in the industry. It was because we had this very ancient anti-money laundering thing or couponing thing that we had to go digital. And so Canada was the first country in the world to have a digitally organized loyalty program. Air Miles was digital, and so it was easy. You didn't have to mail anything in. There weren't stamps to deal with. So we were trained from 20 years ago to start swiping our card everywhere we went.
Interesting. Well, Suzanne, best of luck with the growth of your company, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
Suzanne Tyson is the founder of Higher Ed Points, a way to take all those points you've accumulated and you don't want to spend on a Moulinex blender, give them to your kids for school.